Our guest at the cafe this morning is Sarah Dacus, Community Development Specialist with the City of Sulphur Springs. Sarah, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
And thanks for coming. Well, it's a big weekend in Sulphur Springs, huh?
Very big. Very excited.
In the Celebration District.
Yes, sir. That's what we like to call it.
Also known as downtown Sulphur Springs.
Yes.
Well, tell me about what's going on.
Well, we're going to have a farmer's market. Well, it's not really a farmer's market. It's more of a specialty, unique boutique-y market sponsored by quite a few of the boutiques that are already on Main Street. They're going to shut it down and have their own equipment. That's not even the right word, but their own wares from their boutique, and then they're going to have some upcycled furniture and things of that nature. They're also going to have free wrapping. It's just going to be 6 hours of just shopping on Main Street.
Shopping madness.
Yes.
Taking place all day long. And then lots of activities going on throughout the day. Northeast Texas Choral Society is doing a Christmassy kind of a program.
Yes, and it's very exciting. They actually gave their dates away to A Christmas Carol. It was a play that was done last week. It was the Choral Society, the Symphony League, the Arts District, and the Community Theater all got together and did this massive play, a Christmas Carol musical. Mm-hmm. So now the Choral Society still wants to do a Christmas concert for the community and whoever else wants to come all the way into Dallas or whatever. They are doing a free Christmas concert, which is very exciting. And I actually got to listen to them rehearse yesterday, and they sound awesome. And that'll be at 4 o'clock mm-hmm. Saturday.
Yeah, and I saw
3 o'clock. I'm sorry, 3 o'clock.
3 p.m. Saturday. Don't want people showing up late. Yeah, I saw. I don't know if that was live or not, but I saw a Facebook posting or thing on that. And then you have a program raising toys for children, and this has to do with the trolley.
Yes, we have a trolley downtown, and they're going to use it to take donations for the Children's Hope. It's called Fill the Trolley, and you just bring a toy wrapped or unwrapped, and we're going to hopefully fill it from floor to ceiling, and that will be your admission to a free concert inside City Hall with Matt Dunn. He is an amazing local musician who just kind of thought this up and wanted to do something for the community. He'll also have Santa Claus there as well.
So that's at 7 p.m.
The concert will be at 7. The Fill the Trolley event will be from 5 to 7 to really get the gifts there, and Santa Claus doing the circuit or whatever you want to call it. And then he will start at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. We're talking with Sarah Dacus, and Sarah's Community Development Specialist with the City of Sulphur Springs. We don't have time to talk much about it, but I didn't know about your trolley that runs, you said, from the interstate to downtown Sulphur Springs.
It just keeps making the rounds into our hotel corridor and down into the square, so anybody who's staying in the hotel can come back and forth all day long.
Great idea. And then a movie at 6 o'clock Saturday.
Yes, I'm very excited. We do movies in the summertime, but this is kind of a special showing of National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation on the square, on the big screen. It's going to be so much fun. You just bring a chair and a blanket because it's probably going to get cold. 6 o'clock, and it's a free show. You just come and hang out and laugh like a lunatic.
So all kinds of stuff going on in the Celebration District of Sulphur Springs Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. Let's talk about some other things going on. You said new Starbucks.
New Starbucks. Yes, hopefully it's supposed to be opening before Christmas, and that'll be off the interstate over by Chili's. Mm-hmm.
So it's a good location, I would think, for that. People coming off of I-30, and they're already getting off for some of the other the franchise-type places out there. And then there's Burgerland restaurant, which is apparently a local thing in Paris,
yes.
Very popular up there, but they're expanding to Sulphur Springs.
They are. We're excited. We actually had lunch there the other day, and it was really good, and it's really fun atmosphere, and they're coming down to the square hopefully by January 1.
They'll be downtown.
Yes.
And that's kind of, I'm guessing, kind of a throwback, funky kind of place.
We're having a lot of fun. We also have a boutique going in downtown and a winery / craft beer restaurant that will also be serving complicated coffee drinks and scones in the morning. It's called The Alcove, and we're pretty excited about them, too.
Who knew Sulphur Springs was ready for that type of place, a little bit more upscale than maybe what we would have found in Sulphur Springs a few years ago.
Sure, sure. But it's going to be good. They actually come out of Dallas, and I hear they're amazing. So I'm really excited. And the owners are super cool people, so...
Lots going on in Sulphur Springs.
Yes.
Sarah Dacus, Community Development Specialist with the City of Sulphur Springs. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you so much.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.